All right, we're back. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Fishbowl. Oh my God, as I record this, I see the headline. Thousands march on Washington for Gaza. So I'm just about going into hiding myself. As a Jew, it's pretty fucking terrifying. It's a Nazi rally in Washington, D.C., with thousands of people. That's what this movement is. If you're teaching Nazism in your schools to your children, you are committing genocide against the Jewish people. If you're acting like a Nazi, if it looks like a Nazi, sounds like a Nazi, smells like a Nazi, it's probably a Nazi. What's that saying? If it looks like a zebra, sounds like a zebra, it's probably a zebra, or it's unless it's a horse. What the fuck is that crazy ass saying? Oh yeah, there's one saying: if it sounds like horses, don't expect a zebra. If it sounds like a death squad, don't suspect it's a peace march. Why do the Palestinians want to be Nazis so much? Don't they know that Nazism is a white supremacist ideology? It doesn't just end with hating Jews. It continues with everybody else who's not white. You dumb fucks. A real Nazi would fucking kill you. That's true. Maybe they are Nazis. They're wannabe Nazis. They're really trying. They're really giving it all they got. They're trying their hardest to be Nazis. You guys aren't white. Sorry. And just because you fail at genociding Israel doesn't mean you get to say Israel is genociding you when they kick your ass for trying that shit. Self-defense is not genocide, period. So fucking simple. The Palestinians are doing politics 101, where you accuse your enemy of doing exactly what you're doing. That's the most basic-ass, tricky politician shit. Look for that in politics, where politicians are just accusing their enemy or their opponent of doing exactly what they are doing themselves. It's everywhere when you look for it. Hypocrites. The Palestinian national identity was created in response to the forming of the state of Israel, the modern state of Israel. There was never a Palestinian country before the founding of the modern state of Israel. It was Roman territory, British territory, and of course originally Judean territory. And as soon as Israel was founded, Palestinians took the Jordanian flag, removed the star, and suddenly became Palestinian. They are the anti-Israel. They are not a real state. It is the anti-Israel state. It is not a state. It is a sovereign territory. Gaza was since 2005, when Israel withdrew the occupying forces from the Gaza Strip. Well, they don't have statehood because they've never agreed to any sort of borders. Israel has agreed with them, but Palestine has not agreed to any border, so They are not a state because they don't want to be a state. They want to destroy Israel. They want to be a terrorist state. Hamas has said that perpetual war is the end goal, not statehood, not governance. I'm quoting Khalil al-Haya, a deputy to Hamas Gaza leader Yahya Sinwar. He said the group's aim is not to run Gaza, but to shake the Middle East and put the Palestinian issue back in focus. It doesn't sound like a peaceful intention to me. It sounds like violence is the intention. As they proved on October 7th and continue to prove in unrelenting terrorist attacks, infiltrating Israel with weapons and rocket barrages constantly. Regardless of any negotiated ceasefires. Those motherfuckers do not want a ceasefire. They want the fire. They want all the smoke. They want their civilians dead so they can blame Israel. Their highest honor is to be martyred. Their highest honor is to die while killing Jews. Hamas is like an Arab supremacist because they want pan-Arabism. They want the whole world to be Muslim. And they don't just want that. They're acting on it. Convert or die, bitch. They aren't just hoping and praying. And they aren't even just proselytizing like some Christians or whatever. Or the Mormons. They're not going on ringing your doorbell. Have you heard the good news? Have you read the Book of Mormon? Whatever the fuck they say. They're not ringing their doorbells. They're bombing that shit. They're rocket launching straight through that shit. Hamas did so much damage and killed so many people on October 7th. It's difficult to overstate. And they tried to do a whole fucking lot more. It was just the tip of the iceberg of their fucking plan. They did not execute their plan. They got distracted because the Israeli girls were too hot. The girls were too distracting, I think. And the guys. Don't forget, Hamas was fucking guys. Hamas doesn't want to release the last hostages because they're embarrassed by the nasty shit they've done to them. Hamas nearly set off a nuclear missile on October 7th because one of their rockets struck an Israeli base that was holding dozens of nuclear weapons. If you want to talk about genocide. If you want to talk about genocide, genocide was a term invented to describe the Holocaust. Chemical weapons plans or instructions. Fucking probably what Hamas is teaching in school in Gaza were found on Hamas operatives that participated in the October 7th attack. The IDF found a USB with instructions for producing a cyanide dispersion device on the body of a Hamas operative. You could probably find the same file on the same USB drive in a high schooler in Gaza's backpack. Not to say that makes it any less evil. Three terrorists that came into Israel from the West Bank yesterday were 16, 16, and 19. So these kids are getting taught. This is not even being learned post-high school. It's not even college level. It's got to be in the high school curriculum. The fourth grade math curriculum is word problems about murdering Jews. That's fourth grade. So they're not hiding anything about murder even from the fourth grade. Come on. All they teach is lies and evil. Evil and lies. And evil lies. People say that Israel is an apartheid country. It's not. Palestine is. Israelis are not allowed to live in Palestine / Gaza or the West Bank. Palestinians do live and work in Israel, as well as people of all other ethnicities. Arabs even work in Israeli government. An Arab can be elected prime minister of Israel. Gaza? Not so much. More like they could be murdered. They could definitely be executed. But, yeah, people will say Israel is apartheid. It's a huge lie. Really, really big lie. It's really not true. Back to politics 101. They're accusing their enemy of doing exactly what they're doing. The Palestinians have the apartheid society. They're the Nazis. They're the pan-Arabists. Haj Amin al-Husseini met Hitler in Jerusalem. He was the former Mufti of Jerusalem and an Arab nationalist, also a prominent Muslim religious leader. This was before the founding of the modern state of Israel, while Hitler was still alive. Hitler was at large, and he met with this Arab nationalist, this pan-Arabist. This was when the land in the Middle East, you know what land I'm talking about, the land, was under British power, and it was known as the Mandate, the British Mandate of Palestine. Before Arab nationalists identified as Palestinians, before the Palestinian cause was invented, they were already down to gang up on the Jews in the area, just living in the Mandate of Palestine. The Arabs were ready to go Hitler on them. And they fully did in 1929 during the Hebron massacre. 67 or 69 Jews were killed. I don't know why that is the known fact. 67 or 69. It wasn't run by the Gaza Health Ministry, where you have an exact tally of every death instantly. The event also left scores seriously wounded or maimed. This is the Wikipedia. People will probably say it's Zionist propaganda. It is Wikipedia. It can be edited by the people. Then again, I guess people would say this entire podcast is Zionist propaganda, in which case, yes, the Jews should be allowed to live in Israel, their indigenous homeland. And that's on period. Period. Before the Arabs in the area, in the land, identified as Palestinians while they were still identifying as Arab nationalists living in the British Mandate of Palestine. Before the Palestinian flag was created, before the state, or it's not a state, before the name Palestine was created, before the Palestinian cause was invented, this was before the Palestinian identity was created. Because they didn't identify as with the British Mandate of Palestine. They weren't British. They were occupied by the British. And when the State of Israel was created, that was the end of the occupation. That was decolonization. That was land back. That was free Palestine. That's how the Free Palestine movement was created. It was created by Jews living in the British Mandate of Palestine. That's a really fun fact. And the British agreed to free Palestine to the Jewish people and established a Jewish homeland in the Jewish indigenous homeland of Israel with the Balfour Declaration. And the British were the military force that enforced that when Arabs rebelled. The Jews were not the ones with the guns. The Jews had books. And they were defended sometimes by the British. And it got so intense that the British were trying to get out of Palestine at a certain point. In like 1929, I'm looking at a Time article now. Because they were losing troops. Mandatory Palestine, why it was and why it matters, from Time magazine. I think I'm overly conscious to cite everything I read now after Claudine Gay's resignation. It's did you guys know that plagiarism is worse than anti-Semitism, according to Harvard University? Anyways, let's continue with my history report. In 1946, UK granted Jordan independence and declared it would terminate its mandate in Palestine in 1948. It left the question of Palestine to the UN, which just had formed. And the UN drafted a partition plan. It got approved by the UN General Assembly, but it got rejected by the Arab world. It doesn't say that it was accepted by the Jewish world. I guess it takes that for granted a little bit, this article, but it was. And the British were like, well, fuck it. And they left because they didn't want to keep the military occupation. The Israeli Declaration of Independence was signed. And then there was the War for Independence, because the Arab world wasn't having it. And there's kind of been wars on and off ever since. And that kind of brings us to today. And I kind of got sidetracked into history this week, but I think it was a worthwhile use of time, DBH, because we're talking about just how backwards everything is. The British were occupying that shit. They gave it back to the Jewish people, and the Arab world started killing Jews. Yemen is trending now. Yemen has been ethnically cleansing their Jews for years. So they've been fucking around for a while, and now they're finally finding out. The US and the UK are finally getting involved now that they threaten the global economy. Trust the world to become concerned when you touch their wallet. They were starting to hit them where it hurts. That global economy nutsack. Global economic nutsack. Houthi rebels. Bullshit. Houthis follow every order Iran gives them. Houthi minions. Houthi Iranian minions. Got him. Yo, I got him so good with that one. Holy shit. I'm killing myself. Y'all don't have to go global jihad on me. I'm killing myself, bro. Bro, I'm going fucking kamikaze. I'm going fucking suicide bomber on myself only, dude. With giggles. Iran is where they're learning all this Nazi shit from. When the Iranian leader guy walks out on his red carpet. It's not a red carpet, though. It's a carpet made of an American flag and an Israel flag. And he walks on top of it. That's his grand entrance. The fucking president or whatever of Iran. And the crowd salutes him with a Nazi salute. So, go figure, all their attack dogs are Nazis. All their minions. They're all minions, and Ali Khamenei is Gru. Supreme leader of Iran since 1989. Since 89. Man, you know how gray and aged the presidents get after like a presidency or two? It's like 4 to 8 years. Imagine fucking like 20. No, that's like, how many fucking years is that? Like 30 years? I'll calculate that shit. 1 second. Yeah, I got a fucking calculator. 35 years. Yeah, I guess 30. Dude, I'm not that bad at math. I thought I was really trash at math, but that was kind of accurate. This guy does have a full gray beard. Time to let it go, bro, I think. Time for some new voices, I'd say. Like, I know you're the supreme leader, but let's just get some fresh ideas in the conversation. Famous last words. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this history lesson of an episode, especially anyone who's still getting their information, their facts from the 1930s or 1940s or 1990s when Gaza was occupied. I can't forget Hezbollah's doing a lot of fucking around and finding out too. Bullshit. They're up to all kinds of heads bullshit. And they're getting their ass kicked. A couple of their leaders, I think maybe three now, I should say a few of their leaders have been taken out with drone hits. Hezbollah's been forcing a bunch of Israelis in North Israel to evacuate their homes, and they've pushed them all out of their homes. They have to stay in, like, hotels, I think. Not too bad, but it kind of sucks when someone's chasing you because they're trying to kill you. It's the worst time to be staying in a hotel. It's the worst reason. So, Hezbollah shit's got to cut out. They gotta knock it off with the Hezbollah shit. Cut the Hezbollah shit. What do they think? Israel is occupying Lebanon? Such bullshit. Total bullshit. It's really total and complete Hezbollah shit. They're Iran's attack dog number one. Or two. Or three, I got them mixed up. They all bite like a bitch. But not as bad as Israel can bite back. Because Israel's a lion, bro. They're all fucked. And the U.S. is fucking the Houthis. Everybody's fucked. All the Iranian minions, that is. Iranian minion. Man, this is a tough call on the episode titles. Iranian minion has bullshit. I might have to use one this episode. Use another next episode. They're both so fucking great. To write into the show, email me at spencer@comedyclublol.com. Peace. We'll be right back. check out comedyclublol.com.